Welcome to the Free to Lead podcast, journeys of leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. My name is Will Steele. I'm the host of the show. I'm a transformational business and leadership coach. I say transform the business owner, you transform the business. So if you want to be the fullest version of yourself in the world, decisive, taking clear action, moving forward, producing the kind of results and having the kind of impact you really want to have in your business, in your life, and in the world, then stay tuned. The people on this show that we interview are handpicked. They've got pearls of wisdom. They're going to share their breakdowns, breakthroughs, their challenges, what they've dealt with, how they've grown, and how they've become free to lead. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be telling you how you can get in contact in about 20 minutes' time. Right now, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to Free to Lead, Journeys of Leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. And today I have Liana Szabo. She's a self-made entrepreneur, author, impact speaker, public relations specialist, and women's empowerment advocate. And as a college dropout and single mom, she founded Szabo Media PR Group in New York City, growing it into a globally recognized women-led agency that specializes in public relations, strategy, social media marketing, and personal branding in top-tier publications. Liana is a columnist for Forbes, an entrepreneur magazine. She's a Forbes Big Business Council member and a keynote speaker. And Liana's mission is to help women build authority, overcome adversity, and prove that anything is possible with hard work and vision. So without further ado, Liana, welcome to Free to Lead.
Wow, thank you for that introduction.
You're welcome. And there you are in New York, but you're originally from Russia, I believe, right?
Yes, former Soviet Union.
Wow. Okay. All right. If you give us a little bit of your backstory, how you ended up running a PR company in New York City from where you started out.
We're going to have to go way, way back. So it all starts when, you know, you make someone feel incredible about your brand, right? It all starts when you have that passion and that vision for yourself. And so when they can see the passion in you, and that's what happened to me, I was styling my clients. I used to own a styling concierge firm. And when I used to style founders for their charities and galas here on Fifth Avenue, and I was in partnership with a lot of these hotels on Fifth Avenue. And so I would tell them, look, you have amazing guests that come all over the world, and I'll be the stylist here. I can tell their story by what they wear, because that's your authority. You want to be successful in who you are, your first presence, right? Your first impression is your last impression. And so that's what I helped with. And then one of these clients that I styled actually saw the way I made her feel. And she says, can you help me make my brand feel like that? If people can walk away feeling empowered with their skincare, the way you make me feel in my clothing, then, you know, you'll be very successful working with me. So I said, you know what? I've always wanted to break into this industry. I've been rejected from five PR firms already, because I, in the meantime, right, I'm running this styling concierge firm, but I have this passion for storytelling. My grandmother was a journalist in Russia, so I'm second generation journalist, but no one would give me a chance because I'm a college dropout. And so the first thing they look at, okay, do you have a degree? No, you don't. So nobody cares about soft skills, right? Nobody cares if you are a great storyteller, if you're a great negotiator, if you know how to leverage your business. Those are soft skills that are not taught in school. You need to learn this from life lessons. And so when she gave me this opportunity to become her media visionary, I said, yes, I'll be happy to do whatever it takes. And then she introduces me to her PR agency in New York City. And that was like the answer to everything I was looking for. And when she introduced me as her media visionary, she says, look, I'm in Romania. She's going to be that contact here in New York. So anything you need to answer, she'll be your point of contact. So the PR agency had to run through me, basically. And so at the same time, my family was opening up a restaurant on the Upper East Side in Manhattan. So I come from the hospitality industry. My family owns over 20 restaurants. And the very first one we're opening up was on the Upper East Side, which is across the street from Bloomingdale's, but it no longer operates. We had to shut it down due to COVID. But at the same time, my family, I knew that we needed PR for the restaurant, because when anything new emerges, especially a startup, you need a lot of visibility and recognition so we can create this authenticity, right? We need to create this organic buzz. And so it was a perfect timing. I was aligned with this PR agency, and I told them, look, I'm going to give you an ultimatum. I was very straightforward with them. I want to learn everything about PR, and I'll feed you my restaurant as a very first client. So they agreed to it because I have a lot of contacts in the city, and they knew that if they would hire me, they would get the contacts, I will learn the ropes. And I was very straightforward. I'm like, look, I'm very ambitious. I will have my own PR agency. I just need to learn the ropes. So I did for a year and a half. I fostered relationships with journalists, media contacts. At the end of the day, why are PR strategists so amazing? What we do is because we have the Rolodex of media contacts, right? And we know how to reach out. We know how to position you as a thought leader. So it makes your life much easier. And so that's what I did. It was hardcore of almost 2 years in that PR agency. And here I am running my agency. I'm in 12 countries. We're actually expanding into 5 more, but in 12 countries now.
Wow. Great. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
And when did you come from Russia to America, or did you come via somewhere else?
Yeah, so we actually immigrated as refugees. So we had to flee Tajikistan, because as being Jewish, it's very hard to be in one place for a long time. Always hunt you down somehow. So we had to flee Tajikistan as refugees, and we immigrated to Vienna, Austria, lived there for 5 years, and then we came to the States in 95.
Wow. So 30 years in the States.
Yes, 30 years this September. It's definitely celebrating.
All right, great. Great. And then we were talking before the podcast, I have a book that I've just finishing writing. It's pretty much completely done. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, how do I get that promoted? I want to sell a million copies. I want everyone to read the book, because I think the book's really great. So it's also some people write a book just to get more clients. Some people write a book to promote their business. I want the book to be really useful to people, to leaders. It's called Free to Lead, right? Free to Lead, become the authentic, powerful leader you were born to be with the Fitra method. And Fitra's come from me working in the Middle East with people, and Fitra is your true natural essence, who you really are. So getting back to being your true self, leading. Now, getting that across in a short ad or a short thing, I don't see that happening so quickly. It's got to be interviews or speaking engagements, or it seems like quite a monumentous kind of confronting task to get a book out there that's going to sell millions of copies. So if I just called you up and said, hey, Liana, I'm thinking of putting this book out, and said what I just said, where would you start?
I'm happy we're on a podcast. Otherwise, I'll charge you for a consultation.
What I'm saying is, there's people listening to the podcast. Yeah. Maybe they're in that position, or they think, how do people do that?
So first of all, it's not an easy task to write a book. So congratulations to that. But before you get the book out, it's very important to make sure that you have all ducks in order, right? Reaching out to contact media and pitch yourself. If you're not going to have someone doing it on behalf of you, that's what publicists do, right? We pitch on behalf of you. We make sure we push your story out there. If you're going to do it all by yourself, then you have to make sure that you have to pitch them why this book is amazing. What is it going to do? Is it a framework? Are you shaping someone's framework? Is it a mindset? First of all, what category is this in, right? So mm-hmm. you have to start pitching the category. And then if it's the category of motivation, then you obviously have to position yourself as someone who is a motivational speaker. So your book is basically going to position you, right? Essentially, that's what it does. So I wrote a book in 21, and I built a framework of how you can step out of your comfort zone, start speaking up, using your unique voice, by using belief and empowerment, right? And so I created this framework with a one-word acronym called Be Epic. And then I describe in my book, what does Be Epic stand for? And it's important because now every time I do any type of keynote speaking engagements, I bring that framework into perspective and I showcase and I teach. So I've created a movement with my one-word acronym, which is a framework that I created. And so I teach that to founders, right? I teach that to organizations. I teach it to nonprofit organizations. So you have to keep in your mindset, like, what am I, who am I targeting? Who am I going after with this? Because you're obviously going to do keynote presentations with this. You obviously will have to perhaps even do a TED Talk. What is the goal? Who are you trying to change? Whose mindset are you changing? Who's your target niche? So that's the number one thing. The second one is, how do you want people to remember you? So every time you speak about your book, they're going to remember you by this, right? Oh, he spoke about, for instance, a framework and that really resonated. And I'm going to follow Will Still's framework. So I'm not sure what you're teaching in that book, but it's so crucial that you need to teach something because that's going to resonate into everything that you do. Conferences, they have to remember you by the way you've been positioned by this book. That's why you can't just write a book. You need to position yourself as a thought leader, and the book will help you do that. Yeah. So marketing is huge as well. So for a book, when I wrote my book, the very first thing I did was I contacted everyone that wants to have me on their podcast. I'm having my book out. I need you to interview me because as soon as the book comes out, you want this to be on the radar, right? You want people to start talking about it. Then you need to get a hold of perhaps a few colleges, universities. My book is coming out. I think it's going to be amazing for your students. I think it's going to change their framework. That's what I did. Even though I'm a college dropout, but I went back to the same college that I dropped out of and I did a whole presentation. I did a whole talk about my book. So that for me was the biggest aha moment. So you need to create those aha moments for yourself with this book. And it has to be like a game changer for you, right? This book is definitely going to propel your personal brand forward. What is the goal? And now the question for you is, what is the goal with your book?
The goal with my book is to get the book in as many people's hands as possible so that they get empowered to really be themselves as a leader and let their and step into their authentic leadership. Consider everybody's potentially a leader. If you interact with other human beings, you can provide leadership. And people don't. They don't speak up. They think they should be a certain way, or they've heard they're supposed to be this way, or someone said this about them. So they're in their heads. They're not just able to fully be present with other people and just be themselves. And you've got all the answers. Nobody's asked you the right questions to get out from yourself what's in the way of you authentically being the true leader that you can be. You know, what's the purpose of the book is to set people free to be fully the fullest version of themselves as a leader and as just in life.
I'm sure with that comes something you'll be teaching, like they have to have some tangible strategies they will go by, right? So think about that when you're writing this and you're finishing up this book. Think about, they have to have actionable tips to walk away with. Like anyone can teach about authenticity, and I do that too, right? We talk about you have to have an authentic story. You need to connect with your audience authentically. But like I need to walk away with actionable tips so I can actually use it to in my day-to-day life, right?
Every chapter has an exercise. So it's like you're a multifaceted diamond, really. You've gone through life. What's available is everything, except you've become constrained inside certain ways that you be in life and ways that you act and automatic behaviors and reactions. So you're stuck inside of all of that. So we're peeling away, every chapter is peeling away a different layer of what's stopping you, what's blocking you. And if you go through every chapter and you do the exercise at the end, you'll go, wow, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was in my way. And then you do the next chapter, go, oh, yeah, I do that. Oh, man, let me do the exercise, and you get deeper into it. So you get to the source of your limiting beliefs. I call it the Fitra method.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect. So that's what you need to keep in mind. You will be recognized and remembered by something. Like it has to be catchy. Like for me, it was Be Epic, right? Oh, what does Be Epic stand for? And then they dive deeper into that and I break it down for them. Even though my book is not even 120 pages, it's about 120 pages, but it's for the first half of it is about my life, how I started. And then the second one is more like action steps, like what I'm teaching you in order to who I was and what I have actually used in times of my weakness. This is the framework I use in times of my weakness, and who I became now is because of that framework. And that's what it's been successful.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Great. Great. I can see it. I can see the parallels in that. If you look at what you're building right now, and it sounds to me, there's no doubt about it, you're building a very strong brand yourself and a strong PR agency. What's the biggest challenge you're facing currently in growing your business, expanding your business, getting where you really want to be?
For me right now, the biggest challenge is delegating work because we're in 12 countries and I have strategic partners in each country. And so delegating that work, obviously I'm not there, so it's very hard to be more hands-on, but still I have control over like the country, for example, Dubai. So we are in a media production center and I have three strategic partners there that bring on investors, real estate investors who want to be featured in the American market because there's nothing like the American market. If you're not visible in the American market, you don't have the credibility, the visibility, recognition, right? So these investors want to attract the American investors. And the only way to do it is for them to be, their story has to be told. We need to write a publication about them. Like it has to be a feature. We need to get them on TV. So we need to bridge the gap with these founders. And so that's right now one of my challenges, delegating this work, making sure that everything is done in all these 12 countries. And sometimes when a strategic partner is not on top of his work, I need to be like, okay, what's going on? So I'm actually looking to hire out a CFO right now. So that's what I'm looking into.
CFO or COO?
A CFO.
CFO. Okay.
Well, yeah, because we need I have a COO. Yeah.
I coach a lot of founders and business owners in exactly what you're talking about, right? And we have to get into it a bit more. We don't have time fully to get into it here. But one of the things is you have to get nobody will do it as well as you.
True. But then I want it to run. I want this to run, obviously, on its own. I'm very hands-on. Yes. I travel. I just came back from Switzerland. My clients are there as well. Haven't seen them in 12 months. We just did it via Zoom. They hired me via Zoom. They're like, look, we want to fly you out. It's time to see you in person. So being, obviously, like you said, being in person is everything. There's nothing like being hands-on. That's why I do my best and I need to hire out great talent. So talent is everything for me, right? It's not one thing, it's not good enough just for them to know the work, but you need to also have the persona, the energy, the charm to work with people. There's some sort of this charm you need to have, this energy that has to be appealing, right? One side, you have to have the sex appeal. I'm not going to take away. If you're good looking, it's actually in your favor, right? So if you have that, you got to work your magic, right? And so for me, it's important that I hire people that have this charm, that are very good with people, that have this persona to uplift others, right? Because that's what I am about. I'm all about great energy. So I have to make sure others have that on my team as well.
Very good. Very good. And so how do you go about recruiting those kind of people? Is it people already working for you, or how do you do that?
Network. I'm always networking. I'm part of like 100 network groups. And I'm actually building out a network group right now at my location where you're seeing me right now. So it's a Manhattan chapter. So basically, it's individuals every week at 7 o'clock in the morning. We meet and we talk about business referrals, how we can, you know, refer more business to each other. And this is different industries that come together. So today in the morning, I had she helps with startups and investors fundraising. The other one, she works for a company that does like Christmas lighting all throughout the year. So it's not just for the season. So I have all these different categories that come and we work together, and it's category exclusive, which means that if I hire you, for example, and you do coaching, say in team building, right? There is only you in this niche. So I'm not sure if you have this where you're in London, right?
Yes.
So do you have something like that? Are you a part of that's category specific? And if you're already in it, you can't have another person doing team building, for example. So all the referrals go to you. So that's what I'm building out right now. I'm building out this networking group that each category has a specific professional and it's not going to compete with each other. And the business is going to be passed around.
Wow. Wow. That takes some that takes some orchestrating, I would imagine.
Yes. I'm doing that. And I have strategic partners. Like I told you, I met this, I have a client. She introduced me to these other people. And these are the people that I said, you know what? I think I can work with you as strategic partners. So we came and we started working together. So it's all about looking for those partners that share the same vision as you.
Very good. Very good. And looking at your bio, one of your fundamentals is to empower women to be the best they can be and the biggest they can be. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's say we've got some women listening to this podcast right now, and I don't know where they might be in their careers or what they're up to in their businesses. What would they employ a PR agency for? Or would they?
Absolutely. I have so many women I represent. Hmm. And I started with women because telling their story, helping them bring brand awareness, recognition to women's stories, because a lot of women are afraid to tell their story of success. When it comes to putting themselves on a pedestal, we don't like to put each. For men, it's easier. For men, men love to showcase their success out there, right? For women, it's not like we don't really talk about it as much, right? We're afraid maybe we'll be judged. But with PR, right, what I do is I bring out this side to you. I want you to talk about your personal success. I want you to teach others why you're a thought leader, right? And that's what I do with my summits, right? So I have summits every couple of months, and the next one is coming up July 31st. So basically I have panelists where they talk about their positioning. The last one was in March, Women's History Month, and I had all women. Usually it's a mix of women and men together, but in March, it was all women. And so obviously, I was recognizing women in leadership roles. And that's what I do. I help you enhance your leadership role by recognizing your ability to tell your story, your ability to become a thought leader and write a story about you in an exclusive publication, help you get on TV, media train you, get you ready for speaking opportunity. That's what it all entails, right? Giving you that confidence to tell your story. That's what I help women. Telling your story authentically, I boost your confidence.
Yeah, it sounds like a big part of PR is getting clear about your story that you want to put out into the world.
100%. It's conveying your message, absolutely, which can make you or break you. So it's very important. And me being a personal branding strategist as well, so I do two together. Like I'm a personal branding strategist, and then I take your personal brand and I double down in it in PR. So we convey your message. And I do the 21-day challenge as well. We convey your message, and then we make sure that I take your message, and then I do an exclusive interview on you. So it has to continue, right? How am I continuing giving you credibility throughout?
Yeah.
And with your book, for example, it's so important for you to create this very strong personal brand. And 89% of founders are aligned with video content. So if they don't see video content, you basically don't exist. So it's a staggering statistic, at least in America. I'm not sure about other parts of the country, of the world, but in America, 82% of founders or people in general will Google you before they even sign a contract or step into your office or even give you a call. They want to Google you. They want to see reviews. They want to see who's speaking about you, who's validating your story. And the validation comes from a third party source, which is where PR comes in, right?
Yeah.
PR comes in. We're the third party that we help you have that third party validate your story. So there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. How would people reach out to you if they were interested in working with you?
They can definitely reach out to me via LinkedIn. LinkedIn is an amazing platform for executives. If you don't have LinkedIn, then you can go on at Zabo Media PR, which is the Instagram page, or you can just send me an email, hello@zabomediapr.com.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. Well, it's been great having you on the show. High energy and lots to think about and lots to learn. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was exciting, Will.
Great.
Will Steele here. Thanks so much for listening to the Free to Lead podcast, Journeys of Leaders, Driven by Passion, Inspired by Purpose. If you're a successful leader and you're driven by passion and you're inspired by your purpose and you'd love to be a guest on the show, we'd love to have you. Just visit podcast.willsteele.com. That's podcast.willsteel.com. Will Steel is spelled W-I-L-L-S-T-E-E-L, all one word. If you got something out of today's interview and you'd love to share it on your social media, we'd love you to do that. You can take a screenshot on your phone, you can text it to a friend or post it on your socials. And if you know someone you think they'd be a great guest, tag them on social media or just let them know about the show and include the hashtag #FreeToLead. I love seeing your posts and suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. And to make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, your reviews, and your comments go a long way to help promote the show, and that means a lot to me and my team. If you want to know more, go to our website, willsteel.com, or follow me on LinkedIn under Will Steel, or Facebook under Will Steel, or Instagram under Will Steel Coaching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.